Steelers Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of this, the Thursday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is for free. All those other talk shows, they want to charge you money for their sites.
Yes, they do.
We give it away. freetalklive.com. So get interactive with us. All right, to the phones we go. This is the show about your call, so let's start things out with Jonathan in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jonathan.
Good evening, sirs. How are you?
Well, super. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. It was interesting. I was listening to your bumper music, your Megadeth, Set the World on Fire. I said, I think if we continue to allow Zionism, Zionism will end up, you go back and you do your research, Zionism wants to conquer the entire world.
What is Zionism, sir?
essentially that with the state of Israel, Zionism. There's various definitions of it. I mean, I couldn't give you a real definition at this moment in time. I don't have enough time to do it.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because I'm honestly not too familiar with it myself. And if I'm not too familiar with it, that means there's probably a lot of other people out there that aren't too familiar with it either.
I think it's the belief that the Jews are going to take over the world.
Would you say that that's correct?
Well, no, not every Jew. I know plenty of good Jews. I have Jewish friends that are not Zionists. But no, Zionism isn't necessarily a Jewish thing, and it's not good for Jews. Zionism promotes racial hatred against Jewish people.
Hmm.
And there's other Zionists. There's Christian Zionists. There's all kinds of Zionists, but no.
Let me give a definition before we move on here. From the Free Dictionary, a Jewish movement that arose in the late 19th century in response to growing anti-Semitism and sought to reestablish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. Modern Zionism is concerned with the support and development of the State of Israel. So how is it that you can, it sounds like it's specifically tied into the Jewish religion, how is it that there can be Christian Zionists?
Well, those who think that, essentially, that the Jewish people today have something to do with the Old Testament, and that's just not accurate. Most of the Jews that are in Israel come from Western Europe. They're
okay.
Descendants of the Khazars, which were, of course, they were formerly, descendants of the Golden Horde.
So what
they
is your?
Adopted,
so I'm curious. So what's your issue? What are you calling about exactly today?
I was just going to say that I think that Zionism is being used by the internationalists to promote a global war that will eventually suck in other nations into this quagmire.
So are you suggesting that the conflict going on right now in the Middle East is part of this global war that you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not sure I agree that that the Zionists are going to... I'm not sure I agree with Zionism as a philosophy, but I do think that if there's going to be a World War III, Israel's going to be right in the middle of it.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of Jews suffer. A lot of other innocents will suffer from this. But this is Zionism. The reason I think it's evil is because it promotes collectivism, and that's an evil ethic. And...
We're no fan of collectivism, that's for sure. I guess I'm just not too well versed on this whole Zionist thing. I mean, is it really a factor over here in America?
Yes, sir. Our government is totally under the control of the Zionist lobby. If you look at the neocons, a lot of them are Zionists.
How do you find these
rabbis,
things out?
On the payroll in the White House that are Zionists.
How do you find out who is a Zionist and who is not? Is there a registry of Zionists somewhere? They just sort of find out.
I guess if you understand the philosophy of supporting Israel unconditionally, and they do, they warmonger, the Zionists warmonger there as well. And
That's being attacked right now. Is that correct? Hezbollah is attacking Israel. Is that right, Mark? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, and my question is Hezbollah a good group because they're attacking Israel?
No. I think their leadership is evil as well. I think both sides are being manipulated by evil people.
Well, then they'll just kill each other.
Now, what are these Zionists, what is their long-term goal? What do they want to do?
Well, total control of the original biblical Israel.
Okay.
And then total domination of the entire world.
Wow, that's quite a lofty goal.
I mean, that's right. I mean, do your research back of the original Zionist Congress in Vienna.
How are they going to actually achieve that? I mean, how are they going to achieve total control of the world?
I don't know if they'll actually achieve it. I think it's quite suicidal.
I think
any group that wants to dominate the world is crazy.
Well, they'll probably die in the process. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I agree with you. If you think you can take control of the world, you're crazy. You are
Who
crazy.
Who wants it?
I don't care what your plan is. I don't care if you're a Zionist or a Lionist or whatever it is you believe in. If you think you can control the world, you're probably bound to fail and die trying.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about something you guys were just talking about the whole missile defense thing and the private defense agencies and all that.
The question was, could private agencies on a voluntarily funded basis protect America from a missile attack by a madman like, say, Kim Jong-il?
Well, I think when it comes to competition in the marketplace, I think the defense agencies would sort of decrease their profits, like you said, Ian, and bring sort of about, like, not only do we have, like, you know, local defense, but we also have missile defense, too. And then the other companies will compete and have to also do those services, too. So I think through the competition in the marketplace, other defense agencies will have to actually bring about innovation in their services in order to actually gain higher profit.
Sure, maybe we'd actually have competition amongst the agencies to see who could hit the missiles first. You know, which protection agency is the quickest, the most Johnny on the spot when it comes to getting to the missile. We could have contests, actually, with like a little dummy missile and see which of the agencies could hit it first. That way they'd have bragging rights, essentially.
Right, and I think, exactly, and they have bragging rights, and, you know, they're the most skilled in the use of missiles, et cetera, and I think that draws a lot of profitability towards their agency, so I think that's one way.
Defense Olympics.
Right, that sounds good to me. And another thing I wanted to address was, Mark was talking about the other day, about, you know, defense agency, they might, you know, kill each other over, you know, abortion or whatever, Jesus Christ Defense Agency versus whatever. And what I try to explain to people when I'm talking about private defense is the fact that war is not a profitable thing. Because if you take a look at war throughout time, what you have is either excessive taxation by the government or certain monetary policy like the clipping of coins, in England and in the medieval times also they would just take like gold coins that would pass through the king and they would clip it on the side.
They'd shave it off.
Right, and they would use that like gold coin to sort of the shavings to purchase armor, etc.
It was like
so
taxes. It was like taxes in a way.
Right, so they sort of like robbed that way. It was sort of like a silent tax, not really, but people saw it over time. And now the modern governments, what they do is they inflate on the money supply, or they get off gold standards. We're not on the gold standard anymore, but. During the Civil War and during World War One, we would get off the gold standards in order to inflate and actually pay for the services.
Because you can't pay for it on a legitimate money basis. And another reason why it just won't work, I mean, that is private companies waging war, is because there's nothing that comes from it. When you're a private industry and you're investing in a product and a service and the ability to create these products and services, you're going to get a return on your investment, or at least you hope you're going to get a return by selling that product and service. When it comes to war, you're blowing up your investments. You're destroying your investments. You don't recoup that.
Well, I didn't. I gave the example that I gave about abortion. That one defense agency would be for abortion, one defense agency would be against it.
Uh-huh.
And I certainly believe the one that's against, is for abortions, for a woman's right to do whatever she wanted with her body.
Yeah.
I believe that one would be for the profit margin. But you've got to admit, Alexander, that. People go picket abortion clinics right now at a loss to themselves. I mean, their time and their money spent doing the picketing, they're clearly able to make a small sacrifice. Currently, if an agency could get a bunch of people to make a small sacrifice, then you could have a war.
Maybe, but it wouldn't last for very long because it's one thing.
And no respectable agency would do it.
Thanks for the call, Alexander. It wouldn't last for very long because, I mean, it's one thing to picket. It's another thing to spend oodles and oodles of dollars on bombs and guns and more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you. Over 1,100 people are interacting there. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, and more. In fact, a program director was poking around our bulletin board system today, and he was kind of concerned with what he saw. He was wondering, he saw, apparently there's a few threads on there where some Christians and, I guess, I don't know, atheists or people who aren't Christians were going at it, getting heated, and there are a number of heated serious threads on our BBS, and he was concerned that because there was such heated anti-Christian sentiment in just a few of the threads on the BBS, that he was wondering if that's how the show was. And I said, no, it's a BB, you know, it's a bulletin board system. We don't moderate it, so pretty much anything goes. I mean, there's some really adult stuff on the Free Talk Live bulletin boards, and that's why you have to, you know, agree to move to going in there. We don't just let anybody in. So, bbs.freetalklive.com. If you can handle it, bbs.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones. Let's talk to Bill on the amplifier line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I caught the conversation about this missile defense system and, you know, how a free market would respond to that. And it, I guess it seemed like Mark had some questions about how such a thing would be funded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be funded just like anything else in the free market is. You know, obviously the people who would want the benefits of such a system would, you know, feel it was worth paying for it regardless of who else would benefit. And, you know, obviously it would be the wealthy people at first, but as such a thing, you know, got further and further developed and got more efficient, it would become cheaper and cheaper, you know, just like computers.
I don't know. It seems to me that people a direct billing circumstance for these missile defenses. We've talked about a couple of other circumstances that make some sense. But in a direct billing circumstance, people have a tendency to be like, nah, I'll be okay. You go ahead and provide that protection, and I'll just enjoy it. I mean, you'd have to raise money.
Well, I'm not saying that's not going to happen.
I bet it's going to happen a lot, Bill.
Well, I'm sure it would happen a lot, but, you know, the only thing that matters is that enough people who have enough money actually want it bad enough in order to make it happen.
I'm skeptical of that. I mean,
so you're skeptical.
Well, sure.
Then you're saying people don't want it.
There are no guarantees in the free market, right? I mean, you know, there's nothing to say that, you know, somebody's going to come up with some scientific solution to a problem that people want to pay for a solution for, right? We might just have to wait another 50 or 100 years until, you know, the light bulb clicks and somebody comes up with an idea. There's no guarantees.
That's certainly true.
If people want something bad enough, and there aren't enough people out there who've got enough disposable income in order to buy it so that everybody else can benefit, you know, I think I'd probably pitch in a couple of bucks to make sure that, you know, nuclear missiles didn't go off in my backyard.
Bill, I think I'd pitch in on that, too.
Can you tell me a circumstance where this has happened in our limited free market? I mean, we have a pretty free market here in the United States comparative to the rest of the world. Can you tell me a circumstance where this has happened somewhere?
Where what has happened?
Something similar, where people benefit from a particular service, but they don't have to pay for it because other people have already paid for it.
I can, but I'll let you try, Bill.
I would imagine if you took a look at, you know, like I said, the computer industry, usually it's, you know, the people who are very wealthy who are buying the things when they're, you know, on the cutting edge, and that's going to supply money for those people in order to, you know, pay their debts and build infrastructure so that they can make, you know, cheaper things for everybody else to buy at a lower cost. You look at the medical industry, I'm sure the same things are going to happen. Construction, obviously, you know, the bigger things that you're going to build, there's going to be a lot of waste that can, you know, be reused on smaller projects. You know, there's all kinds of trickle-down stuff that
I see trickle-down. But this circumstance is sort of you build one big net. We get enough money together to build one big network, and you subscribe.
Well, there's nothing that says you have to start off with one big network. I mean, you can start, you know, just by protecting the coasts, because those are going to be the most vulnerable areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you start to pay off the debt that you incurred when you protect the coasts, then you can start moving forward and forward in. You know, Bell Telephone, oil industry, railroads.
There you go. Bill, great answer, man. Appreciate your call as always, sir. 800-259-9231. I was going to suggest something just on a simpler basis. For instance, we had a call one time from a doctor, and he pointed out that there is a number of doctors around the country that participate in, I don't remember the name of it, but it was essentially freebie day, where anybody that came in on that day would have an appointment with the doctor, and it would be on the house. So that way a lot of people who are poor, indigent, could come in and get the services of this doctor without actually having to pay a single dime. Now, that came out of the doctor's pocket in that case, which is analogous to what I said before, in that these companies may just invest and create these systems for the glory and the renown of being the company that created these systems. That doesn't have to be a direct billing situation at all. Or, you know, Starbucks or Taco Bell giving away a free cup of coffee or a, you know, a free taco to everybody that walks through their door. Things that these businesses don't have to do, but they do anyways because it gets them attention. It gets them, you know, looking good in the public eye and that sort of thing. I think we'd see more of that translated over to the defense area. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jacob in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jacob.
Long time listener to the podcast. Well, not very long, actually. More like a month or two. I put a Gene Ray article on Wikipedia, oddly enough.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I've just kind of been wondering, you know, listening to it, how do you keep so cheerful? I mean, you know, I live in Granville, Ohio, as I affectionately term it. So, one of the most, I had a social city. I mean, you know, just a town where we're pretty much the only people in town, you know, who farm for recreation. We get the cops calling us every week for it.
Yeah.
One guy claimed we shot bullets into a backstop, and you know, somehow managed to go through the backstop, through 40 acres of woods, and go whizzing by his front porch.
40 acres?
Yep.
I suppose it could happen if you shot enough there.
I've spent a life, 15 years, and you know, I already hate the public school system because, let's face it, the history class is rather self-serving, in my opinion.
Sure, it's the government indoctrinating you to believe the government is the most wonderful entity in the world. So you're asking, how do we stay so cheerful?
I was about to say, I mean, we get calls just because their neighbors don't like it, that, you know, our cows are looking at them funny.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, the police, every time you'll get, like, five cruisers coming down our driveway, leaving all our gates open so the cows can walk out onto the highway. What a joy that would be.
So you're asking how we stay so cheerful when some of our neighbors are so crappy?
Well, how do you just stay cheerful about the world state in general? I mean, you know, as far as I can tell, what you've got is a wonderful goal, but, I mean, you know, frankly, I just don't think that with, you know, the current public trends.
Well, what's the point? Okay, what's the look at it from this direction. What's the point in being miserable? What's the point in being depressed, being down in the dumps, believing that there's never going to be a chance for liberty to win the day? What's the point in thinking that way?
Oh, just me being a teenager.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I think libertarians are, by their nature, some of the most optimistic people around. They believe in the good in humans, and that's what we are.
Well, and we believe that there are bad humans as well, and that's why we want to get rid of the power structure so they can't take control of it. And, again, if I didn't believe this way, if I wasn't an eternal optimist, then I wouldn't be here doing this radio show.
Yeah.
Because I don't get paid for this, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. I mean, someday I'd like
get
to
get a few bucks.
I'd like, no, not really. It all gets turned right back around.
That much
show.
Is true.
I don't take a paycheck.
But that's what you choose to do.
That's true, because I choose to spread the show more than collect a paycheck. 800-259-9231. Why? Because I'm an eternal optimist. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Glory makes my heart beat fast, but a glossy red, white, or blue custom cruiser really makes it race. When I come back, I'll paint the picture of what puts that gleam in my eye.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
July 4th may be a celebration of independence, but when it comes to a paint job that really sizzles, I declare that powder coat is king. In this process, a finely ground powder of pigment and resin is sprayed on an electrically charged surface, then sent through a curing oven for fusing, which produces a hard, smooth finish. The result is an all-American combo of shiny style and durable substance. But best of all, the process is green, as coating and cleanup create virtually no airborne emissions. So whether the glaze is red or white, it's always environmentally true blue. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There is the broadband version of the show there, and a dial-up version, and they're both totally free. So enjoy, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Continuing back to the phones and to the fun to Jeff in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, I'm actually in Indianapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm from Alabama. That's right.
Got it. Hey, Jeff, before you get into what you're getting into here, you're in Indianapolis, but you're listening on the radio tonight, or are you not listening on the radio tonight?
I'm listening on the radio tonight, but I'm from Alabama, but I'm in Indianapolis at the moment.
Wow, that's shocking to me because I'm very excited to hear that because we're not supposed to be on during the week, but if we are on during the week, then that's awesome news. Okay, so
No. I'm hearing you through the telephone because I have it in the background while I'm on the line.
No, I understand. I was just surprised because we used to just be on Saturday nights there in Indy, and you're telling me we're on there tonight, which is shocking to me. So that's good news.
I'm not actually listening to the radio show in but I call in here.
Okay.
That's where I get the
okay, understood. So
radio.
We're not on the air in Indianapolis. Okay, they're very good. So
not on the air, no, but on my phone. Listen, what I just wanted you to comment on is about the fact around the Zionism, and it seems like you need to would like to kind of inform yourself a little bit more about that. It's a very important issue, and the central banks of the earth, there are five, I believe, central banks of the world today that are not controlled by Zionism, and that's Iran and North Korea and some other side. I can't remember the
okay.
So what I would say is they are kind of your arch enemies, and you should perhaps look into the matter a little bit closer.
So are you saying the central banks of countries like, I don't know, Sudan, Egypt, I have to get, some of them have to be right and some of them have to be wrong, Pakistan, Turkey, you know, all these Muslim countries, are you saying that Jews control their banks, their central banks?
No, it's Zionism. Zionists, and they are kind of related to Judaism, but they are not.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. What is the benefit to me? Why should I bother spending time researching all this? How's it going to affect my life?
Because they are your enemies, and they don't like you. That's what I suggest. And
but what's that going to do? I mean, how is it going to help me do anything in regards to them?
Oh, perhaps you should know your enemy.
Yeah, well, I understand knowing my enemies, but I just don't feel like I'm in, you know, too much danger from some central bankers halfway across the world. I have central bankers here in the United States to be concerned with.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And really, I'm more concerned with what they're doing rather than what it is their reason for doing what they're doing is. And what they're doing is they're printing out a bunch of useless money that we know of as greenbacks, which are backed by absolutely nothing, and they're inflating the economy and causing economic destruction. Whatever their reasons are, I don't care if they're Zionists or white supremacists or whatever their little religion or belief system is. The fact is what they're doing is wrong, and that's what I take objection to, and that's what I'll spend my time with. But thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. He sounded a lot like Krister from Sweden, didn't he?
A little bit.
That's strange. What a coincidence. Let's talk to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, a couple of different little things. One on the free market.
Okay.
How can you have a free market system in this country when you have fascism? Now, fascism is when we're allowed to own our companies, but they regulate us to death.
You can't. That's not a free market.
That's right. But this is a problem we have in this country. You look at affirmative action, which is one of the main things for, you know, for regulation. The first two laws they passed in Germany and in Russia was they put in, they established affirmative action.
Okay. I don't know if I agree with you. I'm sorry. I agree that affirmative action's bad, but I don't know if I agree with you that it's one of the main problems. Affirmative action only really applies to government agencies and private companies that are dealing with government contracts.
Does it? Oh, does it?
That's as I understand it.
When I moved here to Montana, 90% of the jobs you had to go through a job service, the state job service. And they were pushing, under Ronald Reagan, they were pushing affirmative action as something fierce.
Well, then there you go. You're talking about a state agency. You're talking about going through a state agency.
You had to because none of the employers had their own personnel departments.
That's
kind of
disturbing.
You had to go through the state to get a job.
You're telling me that in Montana, employers can't do their own hiring?
1980, yep.
Wow. That's pretty sick, man.
This has been happening a long, long time. Their job was to destroy the family. This is what their main goal was, to destroy the family. Now, let me change the subject real fast on Israel. Everybody talks about the Jews in Israel. How about the 12 tribes of Israel?
How about them?
The Jews are only one tribe of Israel. You had the tribe of David, the tribe of...
Well, no, those are all those people are Jews.
No.
He's laughing.
Well, they're not really, because they're actually, because they're most of them are Gentile. But the trouble is,
that's not my
understanding. Most of those tribes, they went all around the world, like, especially through Europe. The tribe of Joseph, I think it is, they went to England and the United States.
Okay.
You know, all these tribes scattered all over the place. Now, when they keep on hearing that the Jews are Israel, that's not true. The Jews are not Israel.
So wait, you're
saying... only one part of, or only one twelfth.
Now, Mark doesn't quite understand.
At the time of, at the time that you're talking about, there were lots of people all over the earth. You're talking about the children of Jacob, who was
the children of David.
David?
And then, you know, it's
David,
exactly
Jacob,
called 12 tribes of David.
No, they're 12 tribes of Israel. His name was changed by God from Jacob and Esau to Israel. and then he had 12 children. I believe, you know, I might be wrong here, but I'm certain they're not the children of David.
That might be true. And, I'm not a Bible.
And there were lots of
Mark went to Christian school.
There
so
were
I
lots of people on the earth at the time of these. You know, that's how they went and got wives and stuff. So what happened to the people on the earth if the tribes went everywhere and we can all claim to be from different tribes? Like, if, for instance, I'm being, you know, having an English last name would be from the tribe of Joseph, did you say?
Yeah, the tribe of Reuben went to France. The tribe of Simeon scattered. The Levites scattered. The Judas went to Israel.
And the relevance
the
of all this
went
is
to the Netherlands.
What?
Huh?
How is this relevant today, I guess, is what I want to know.
Because everybody's making, like, the Jews, you know, if we don't protect the Jews, they're only 1/12 of the tribes.
I'd like to make it clear that I don't think that we, as a country, should be protecting anybody in any other countries.
I agree.
It is not the United States' business to be engaging in any sort of foreign aid, meaning giving money or arms or sending our troops over to any other countries, period. We need to bring our troops
home. If you were to look up the salaries of what they're paying American soldiers to be in Iraq and those other places, you would fall off your chair, believe me. The salaries are out of this world.
I wish I had a salary. Fred, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I don't know, 100,000? That'd be nice to start.
Yeah, that'd be great to do this show.
Be comfy.
I don't think the Jews are going to give it to us. The Zionists are going to be giving us...
Wait a minute. I'd like to throw it out there. If you're a Zionist and you want to fund Free Talk Live, contact Mark. He's our sales guy.
Yep, that's
right. We could run some ads for the Zionists.
We're trying to take over the world, and you can help.
Maybe that would make some people really angry, wouldn't it?
It would be hilarious.
Yeah. All right, 800-259-9231. Secondhand smoke. Is it evil? Is it killing thousands of people per year? We'll investigate. On the way, you can take control of the airwaves. I say it's bunk. 1-800-259-9231. But surprise, surprise, the federal government thinks it's horrible. We'll explore. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. freetalklive.com is the site, and everything on it is on the house. Updates. Get signed up. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So, for instance, maybe once a month, we'll send out a voting update to remind you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your ballot for the show. It's the way to help support us without actually having to spend any money. And all you really have to do is spend a minute of your time. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. All it requires is a quick email verification. You will not be spammed. And your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Currently, we're ranked at number 2, which is good. I'm pretty pleased with being number 2, but gosh, it'd be nice to be number 1. And we could be number 1 with your vote.
Why can't we be number 1?
We can. If you vote at vote.freetalklive.com and ask a few friends to vote and tell them about the show. So again, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, let's talk secondhand smoke, Mark. You got some news about a sheriff and laws and banning and driving in the car and smoke. Do tell.
Well, the cops in North Platte, and you know, I don't know where North Platte is, what particular state it's in, but it doesn't really matter. It's anywhere USA. Exposing a child to secondhand tobacco smoke in a motor vehicle, mind you, amounts to child abuse.
Whoa!
And that those that are guilty should be arrested. Mm-hmm.
So the state can take care of your children, because that's not abusive. That won't result in a terrible life.
Well, Police Chief Martin Gunstritter referred to a report of the U.S. Surgeon General on the dangers of secondhand smoke and raising the issues. He said his department is having the issue researched. It is evident when reviewing this report that secondhand smoke around children is the most insidious form of child abuse. The most insidious form of child abuse.
Forget about beatings and drawing blood and torture.
Nope. You might as well just stab them right in their eye.
Lock them in a cage. Don't feed them. Who cares? As long as you're not blowing smoke in their face, no biggie.
You know, the part about this insidious form of child abuse is that I was insidiously abused as a child.
Were you really?
I was. My dad was a smoker, and
you should go after that.
He passed away. Yes, unfortunately. But I guess he had what he was coming to him.
Bad karma.
He did, in fact, die of lung cancer. And I'm a smoker now, a cigar smoker only.
Right.
But you know,
you don't inhale those, right?
He would keep. He just cracked that the window just very little of the
just
old
to torture you.
Yep.
Just a little bit would flow out of the car.
The 1971 Oldsmobile Cutlass in metallic orange. I'd be sitting in there and I'd be in a smoky car and I'd go, Daddy, open up the window. know, I didn't.
And he just laughed.
No, he'd open the damn window.
Oh.
It's Florida. It's not like it's snowing out there or anything. He just, he didn't care. He was, he liked smoke.
Sure.
That's what he was trying to do, was breathe smoke.
Yes.
I, on the other hand, was not. So, yeah, I just thought it was funny. He's, this police chief is going to arrest people, is hoping to arrest people that are guilty of abusing their children via secondhand smoke in motor vehicles.
And you said you know, you weren't sure where this was happening?
North Platte.
North Platte, wherever that is.
Yeah.
I think that's like a Wyoming kind of thing.
I don't know.
North Dakota.
It's not that, it doesn't really matter very
much. Look out if you're in a place called North Platte and smoking a cigarette while there's another child in the car. Is it abuse if you have a passenger? It's just an adult passenger. Is
well,
that abuse?
Apparently, the little...
Is that an assault charge?
Little pink lungs of a child are you know, more susceptible, I'm not sure.
Well, didn't he say he was doing research on this or something like that?
It's Nebraska.
Okay. Didn't he say he was doing research on this? Like, he was looking into this?
Well, he's looking into how he can arrest people, basically.
Oh. Because I was going to say that there's some more research, so-called, that's been done on secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the L.A. Times reporting on it here as though it's fact. 20 years after the first Surgeon General's report on secondhand smoke, the evidence is now indisputable. That the there's a consensus that the noxious fumes are a major health threat that kills an estimated 50,000 people each year, according
to... This does not make any sense to me. Think about it, Americans. 50,000 people die a year from secondhand smoke?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. Be serious.
Federal government says it is.
Well, it doesn't, but it doesn't. It takes you, you know, a pack and a half a day for 50, 60 years to get yourself a nice good case of lung cancer going?
And you might not even get it. George Burns didn't get any.
But it's certainly true, but it's not good for you,
obviously.
You're
going to increase your odds. Yeah.
But, I mean, secondhand smoke? How much secondhand smoke are you inhaling? I mean, it's already diluted by the air in which you're breathing. And then you're inhaling, what, maybe one, two times a day? I just can't believe that you're talking about any more than an infinitesimal amount of people that actually got it. Now, I do believe that 50,000 people a year die of lung cancer that didn't smoke cigarettes. And you could just take that number and say, well, they must have been exposed to secondhand smoke, and that's what gave it to them. As though cigarette smoke is the only thing in the world
that
can give you
lung
cancer.
And
it's not.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different cancerous agents out there. Surgeon General Richard Carmona said in releasing this new report that there's no level of exposure to smoke that is safe. But wait, what about the study that was just done earlier this year that showed that marijuana smokers, marijuana smokers, people that are heavy-duty users over a lifetime, have never developed any form of lung cancer? There is no connection between marijuana smoking and cancer. But the government says that no level of exposure to smoke is safe. In fact, according to the Surgeon General, quote, I'm here to say the debate is over. The science is clear. This is a consensus. And of course, we discussed this on Friday's show with Johnson, the fact that there is no such thing as a scientific consensus. The science is not clear. This is just a bureaucrat who's making these claims for political purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And the political purpose here is to demonize the cigarette industry and to demonize smokers and possibly push us down the road towards a cigarette ban in America. If you think I'm being crazy by suggesting something like that, I'm not. You've got a sheriff that wants to arrest people for abusing their children for smoking cigarettes in cars. We've got bans in, I think it's Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas. There's a ban on smoking cigarettes in your car, period, there.
It's just baby steps to eradicating this particular freedom that Americans should have.
It's frightening. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing? I couldn't pass this one up. Isn't it more dangerous to be driving in a car? Then, like, because you could die that day.
Yeah,
cigarette,
of course.
Cigarette smoke takes like 25 years. So isn't it more abuse to put a child in a car that's doing over 35 miles an hour?
Yeah, a car, period. A car could get hit by another car.
How many,
how
many people die in a car each year?
How many children, I guess, is really the fair number. And I don't know, 50,000?
So that's more of a child abuse. And
cars.
I have to say he's right. It's probably close, though.
Tobacco has many, many different properties to it. That's why the Indians thought it was a sacred plant.
Mm-hmm.
It kills bacteria. It kills certain viruses. It could be used as a pesticide. It has a lot of good qualities. And I think the government don't like the antiseptic-ness of it.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's not the tobacco itself that's the problem. It's the chemicals that they added to it. They don't want us to have,
I think. And it's a guise of, oh, it's killing people.
Well, I wonder about that, Dave. What is the government's motivation here? I mean,
right, because there's so many other things that are so much more harmful that's allowed through the medical system to people than tobacco could ever be. There must be a certain reason why they don't want it in our hands. It's a remedy that they cannot control because it's a gift from God.
You know, I wonder about that. They obviously have allowed it in people's hands for decades. Maybe it's just that they believe their own propaganda, and they really do believe that it is as bad
or
as they think
wanna,
it is.
Or they want to make a black market out of it and make more money off of it once they control the growth of it. You know, like down in South America now, all of the tobacco companies are growing down there because it's a lot cheaper to grow tobacco. They got slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
See, once they get a monopoly on it, then they can make it against the law and create a whole black market.
Yeah, but why would the Surgeon General care about that? I can understand why the DEA would want to push for something like that, but why would the Surgeon General care about creating a black market?
Because he's the spokesperson of the beast. Of the medical, see, it's like this, right? We have this beautiful medical technology, right? That could save mankind, really, you know. But it's so hard to get to because it's expensive. You got to know the right doctors. You got to have the right insurance. It's like you got to go through a whole church to get to the medical system, and that goes like going right back to the old. Rule the world thing, you know, if you control
well, one thing
medical...
is for sure, the government definitely wants to rule the world, and they would love to control all of the aspects of the medical system, and that would be bad news for all of us. Dave, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. There's no doubt the government wants to totally control medicine in America, and that would be disastrous. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.